Get back into the cockpit view. Start up Poi DCX.
Master Jake Zero.
And
hey Josh.
Get this thing underway. Hey Jake, what's up? Is there a significant delay? Again, I actually set it to auto like it recommends, but I don't, you know, that's what I had it before the first time when it was a delay. So, I don't think like when I sent stuff, there wasn't a significant delay. So hopefully it's actually good now. Because the New York, I don't know.
Master Jake Zero, there's a little delay, but it's not stupidly high like it was last time.
That's good. I don't think we can, basically.
Master Jake Zero, it's not nearly as low as it was when you changed it before, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was on New York. It was on New York before, and last on Sunday there was a delay like mad. So I don't know, maybe it chose the better of the two. I don't know, the better server. I don't know what it actually chose. We'll deal with this, I guess.
Master Jake Zero, that's odd. Also, is this Flight 7?
Yeah, this is Flight 7. We did Flight 6 on Sunday, which was that ridiculously 2,900 landing rate. I don't know if you saw my latest video, but I did a couple practice runs where I did that whole, I was able to botch the landing twice. Hopefully I can do better this time. I was able to do it once. I got an okay landing.
Master Jake Zero, are you getting better?
Yeah, I'm getting better. Yeah, I'm
Master Jake
better.
Zero, at landing.
I'm getting better at landing. We'll see what happens with this one. It's gonna take a while. Just because I have a tendency, while practicing, I have a tendency to pull back too much. So we'll see what happens. Let's get Poi DCX underway here.
Master Jake Zero, I don't think you'll want to take off in this weather.
Yeah, I mean, no, I mean, this is Flight 7, I don't know. It seems pretty bad. I mean, we'll see what happens if, I've taken off in Thunder before, but we'll see what happens. If it fails, it fails. I mean, we'll just stop.
Master Jake Zero. So, I think the trick for landing is start pulling back at 50, power to idle at 20, and let go of the stick at 10.
Power to idle at 20 and let go of the stick at 10. Okay, interesting.
FMC flight plan options. Okay. Normal cursor. Cancel help. List. Combo pop list. Create default flight plan. Checkbox selected. Check. Low flight plan automatically. Checkbox selected. Check. Add procedure waypoints. Since /*/ approach. Checkbox selected. Unchecked. Okay.
Okay, let's,
Yankee, Papa, Delta, November, airport information, echo, 0, 3, 0, 0, Zulu, weather, wind, 0, 0, 8, at 9, visibility, 8,000, sky condition, few clouds at 1,500, few clouds at 2,700, 2,700, scattered ceiling, 5,500, broken, light, rain, temperature, 3-1, dew point 2-7, QNH 1-0-0-7. Advice on initial contact, you have information.
Com radio transmitting 1 active 126.800 MHz. Com radio transmitting 1 standby 122.000 MHz.
Alright, so now let's get clearance.
Clearance delivery, VLZ 158 with main information request clearance.
YPD-OZ-2158.
Flight plan loaded. See, coming back slash users. Flight plan section for YPD enter CID 01. Master Jake 0, I forgot I had a shake in the fridge. I'll be back.
Lima, India, Zico, climb to 6,000. Expect flight level 340 within 10 minutes after departure. Departure frequency is 123.0 squawk 7334 QNH 100.
Clearance to destination airport via Delta November 6 departure. Expect vectors to Julia Uniform Lima India Echo climb and maintain 6,000 flight level.
Oh boy, we know we're gonna get freaking vectors to our first waypoint.
Squawk 7334 QNH 1007 VLZ 158
VOZ
2158 7334 transponder 7334 6,000 feet autopilot altitude lock 6,000 feet autopilot vertical for 2,000 feet per minute.
Roger 119 Decimal 55 VLZ 158
COM 1, 119.55.
COM radio transmitting 1 active 119.550 MHz. COM radio transmitting 1 standby 126.800 MHz.
Alright, so now let's look at our...
No next. No previous. No next. Defaulted. SIM connect window. Over. SIM connect window. Recognizing. Results X. Approach. MAN. 464. MAN. X. Approach. App. ILS 27. App trans. Metal. Y. 27. 110.30 numbers. Lucky Martin registered. RPD registered.
Seriously, you're gonna do this to me now? And not read the damn thing correctly?
No previous. No next. Defaulted. SIM connect. Over at panel. SIM connect. Recognizing. Result X. Approach. MAN. 464. 6 transmitter code set. 7334. 464. MAN. X. Approach. X. Approach. App. ILS 27. App trans. Metal after Y. 27. 110.30 number 6. Lockheed Martin registered. RPD registered. No previous. No menu with. Default. SIM connect window. Recognizing. Result close window. Vectors. CRDOI. T trans. Metal after Y. 7 departure. SID. DN6. Provide. 36. T trans. 7 departure. SID. DN6. Provide. 36. Departure. SID. DN6. Provide. DN6. DN6. Provide. 36. Provide. DN6. Space DN. Comma. Lockheed Martin registered.
DN6 is the...
Recognizing. CRS. Nav. NOV. NOV. Lockheed Martin registered. No next. No next. Default. SIM connect window. Window. Recognizing. Result close window. Flight T-trans. Metal at Y. 7 departure. SID. DT trans. Metal at Y. 27. Build FRQ 110 for 7 departure. SID. DN6. Provide. 36. DT 7 departure. SID. DN6. Lockheed Martin.
Alright. Let's...
Ideal flight dot TLNFS tram. Mach 1. YP velocity 700 for top. Ideal flight dot TLNFS tram. Plan tools. Plan.
For
whatever
reason,
open. Open dialogs. Dip with FSX 28. Dip with dot TLN 28. Dip with FSX 28 December 19. Dip with dot TLN 28 21.
Yeah.
FS transdialog save changes to ideal flight.tl. No, but multiple. It would not be LNFS trans.
Flight plan loaded. See, colon backslash users. Backslash Josh backslash documents backslash prepared V4 files backslash import.pln.
YPDNYMML. Length. YPD velocity. YN600 radio. AC4. NAV2. 280 PCA. NAV. 260 Mach. 0.5 ES. Autopilot flight only NEM. Flight plan of Mach 1. ADF. 0. NAV2. 100. Octop 6. 0. NAV1. 110. NAV4. Yaga 324. 0. KTS. 2ED greater 291. 0. 24. 0. KTS. 2ED greater 224. 0. Feet slash test. 0. L4. L4. Left click. Dialogue remaining. Remaining. Preview. Level 1 L4 to left 1. DN6 to left 1 to 1 level 1. Expanded.
DN6
36. DN6 11 1 to 1. DN6 18 1 to 1. DN6 29 1 to 1 level 2. DN6 36 1 to 1 level 2.
That's what I want.
DN6 36. Flight context menu. Sorting by ETPS associated with flight plan. Without the LNFS ramp. Dialogue remaining, remaining. Preview, DN6 30s.
I will worry about
list.
A push
bullet
on the ground.
Bullet bullets in. Reach 36 with final course 357. Fly course 357 and climb to 2000 FT or above. Fly within 357 to manual termination.
Alright, so nothing too big of a... Nothing too big of a deal there.
Preview, DN6 36 1 to 1 level 2. Property page remaining, remaining, property page remaining, remaining, list, YPDN. CRD01, Ruth, D Crater. Julie, Ruth, D Crater, course.
Alright, so. We're gonna get vector to the CRD, so let's. Tramp can handle that when we get to it. No worry about approach, we'll leave it at that. So... I'll actually just leave, tramp up.
Dialogue remaining. Property date remaining.
Startup and pushback.
Dewey, route, keep it up.
Startup and pushback is approved.
Roger, VLZ-15.
Lockheed Martin registered pre-RPD registered before. C, flight following flight, ProATC/X01-OPS-24-TCCS2, Smart Cargo 2, Column 2, Departure Airport, Refresh button, Departure Airport list, Vast, Refresh, Delete button, Create button, New button, Fly button, Pilot Center button, Fly button, Rest. Departure Airport, Boeing button, Edit, Edit Multi-Line, Blank, Edit button, Boeing 737-800, Button, Edit, Edit Multi-Line, Edit, Blank. Edit Multi-Line, Blank, Combo Box, Boeing 700, Combo Box, Line, Offline, Blank, Back button, Start button, Rest. Departure Airport.
Alright, log in Lockheed Martin
register, pre-RPD register, Lockheed Martin register.
Why I hate that startup sound.
Without the LNFS ramp. Dialogue remaining, remaining. Property page remaining, remaining. Property page remaining, remaining. List, Julie, Ruth, degrader. List, unknown. Property page remaining, remaining. Property page. YPDN, Ruth. Preview, DN636101 level 2.
No, we're not pushing back, that's for sure.
Flight director switch on, 356 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 356 degrees. Autopilot nav lock on, autopilot altitude lock, 6,000 feet on, auto throttle on, GPS nav switch GPS, GPS drives nav, com radio transmitting one standby 133.100 MHz, autopilot vertical hold 2,000 feet per minute.
Parking brake off.
Parking brakes off.
RWY36. Right context menu. Use the flight plan available you. Skip the US.
Yeah, I know Sarah does the whole smart car thing, you know.
Submenu dialog window. Nick cursor. Submenu dialog window. Submenu dialog window.
Let's just go over there.
Lockheed Martin register 3R3D register 34.
Pushback, local time 10:35 and 29 seconds, 29.74 NHG, 1007.0 millibars, hold zone setting 29.74 NHG, 1007.0 millibars, autopilot nav lock off, autopilot altitude lock, 6,000 feet off, level flight, autopilot vertical hold 0, auto throttle on, off.
133.1.
Com radio transmitting 1 active 133.100 MHz. Com radio transmitting 1 standby 119.550 MHz.
Right, so we're gonna contact tower.
Lockheed Martin register 3R3D register 34. Smart cargo 1 column. Smart. Track the progress of flight 5 7. Event description list 10:37:31 PM. Event. Pushing back with 23,206 LV of fuel first 10:37:31 PM. Event. Sim on pause 12:13. 10:37:31 PM. Event. Pushing back with 23,000.
Alright, well, I think we should push him back.
Lockheed Martin register 3R3 Lockheed Martin. Dip without the LNFS ramp. Lockheed Martin register 3R3D register 34.
357 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 357 degrees. 249 knots. Autopilot airspeed hold 249 knots. Autopilot master switch on. 34,000 feet. Autopilot altitude lock. 34,000 feet. Autopilot vertical hold 500 feet per minute. 0.38. Autopilot map hold map 0.38.
Tower VLZ 158. Holding short of runway 36. Ready for departure.
Velocity. 2158. Line up
aircraft
runway
36. Mounts off, landing, taxi, stroke, beacon, wing,
line
motor, panel, cabin.
36, VL-158.
Nav radio 1 OBS compass heading 356 degrees.
Flaps 1.
Flaps down.
Flaps 2. Flaps 5.
Okay.
Auto-throttle arm on.
Parking brakes off, flaps good, autopilot should be on. As I heard Ideal Flight say that, but...
Lockheed Martin register 3R3D register V4. Lockheed Martin register 3R3D register V4. Bitmoot.dlnfs scan. Dialog 036, 0.8N. List, bullet bullets in.
Of course, I'm probably not going to be able to take off anyway because of, slippery. So we'll see.
GPS nav switch nav.
Flight plan M1 checkbox check. Autopilot checkbox check.
Alright.
Lockheed Martin register 3R3D register V4.
Take off power on. Auto throttle active on. Ten knots ground speed. 20 knots ground speed. 30 knots ground speed. 40 knots ground speed. 50 knots ground speed. Autopilot altitude lock. 34,000 feet on. Autopilot vertical hold. 500 feet per minute.
Lockheed Martin register 3R3D register 4.
100 knots ground speed. 600 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold. 600 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock. 34,000 feet.
Rotate.
125 knots ground speed, 700 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold, 700 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock, 34,000 feet. Autopilot airspeed hold 200. Aircraft lighting. Lamps on. Landing. Taxi. Stroke. Wing. Motor. Panel. Cabin.
Gear up.
Takeoff. Local time 10:39. Autopilot heading hold 350. 200 knots airspeed, 1,800 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold 1,800 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock, 34,000 feet. Takeoff power off. Landing gear up.
Com 123.0.
600 feet. Com radio transmitting 1 active 123.000 MHz. Com radio transmitting 1 standby 133.100 MHz. 2,000 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold 2,000 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 900 feet. 225 knots airspeed. Nav radio 1 OBS compass heading 180 degrees. 2,200 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold 2,200 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude flaps up. 360 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 3. Nav radio 1 OBS compass heading 0 degrees. 6,000 feet. Autopilot altitude lock 6,000 feet. Autopilot vertical hold 2,300 feet per minute. 250 knots airspeed. 34,000 feet. Autopilot altitude lock 34,000 feet. Autopilot vertical hold 2,400 feet per minute. 356 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 356 degrees. 0.39. Autopilot map hold map 0.355 degrees. Autopilot 2 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 2 degrees.
Translation disabled. Lockheed Martin register 3R3D register V4.
3 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 3 degrees. Nav radio 1 OBS compass heading 293 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 3 degrees. 2,500 feet altimeter. 313 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 312 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 311 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 310 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 309 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 308 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 307 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 306 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 305 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 304 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 303 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 0.40. Autopilot map hold map 0.4. 302 degrees. Autopilot heading 301 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 300 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 300 degrees. 299 degrees. Autopilot heading 298 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 298 degrees. 297 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 297 degrees. 296 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 296 degrees. 295 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 295 degrees. 294 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 294 degrees. 293 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 2,500 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold 2,500 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 34,000 feet. 0.41. Autopilot map hold map 0.2400 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold 2,400 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 34,000 feet.
No, what is my altitude supposed to be here?
Default info window, title window, overhead panel window.
291 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 291 degrees.
Main panel window. Cockpit 200 window.
2,500 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold 2,500 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 34,000 feet.
Make panel window.
5,500 feet altimeter. 2,400 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold 2,400 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 34,000 feet.
Lockheed Martin register free
RP 2,500 feet limit. Autopilot vertical hold 2,500 feet limit. Autopilot altitude level 34,000 feet. 0.40. Autopilot mat hold mat 0.40. 290 degrees. Autopilot heading 2,400 feet limit. Autopilot vertical hold 2,400 feet limit. Autopilot altitude lock 34,000 feet.
Lockheed Martin register free RP register V4. Dipwood dot VLN FS grant. Side off duty 69.5.
7,000 feet altimeter. Autopilot mat hold mat 0.43.
Normal cursor. Lockheed Martin register RPD register V4.
Can I get my current altitude that I'm supposed to be at?
8,500
feet altimeter. 0.44. Result document. Map. L078. X. Approach 464. 6 grand under code. L. Slash L105 transition altitude level. 4 mile. 3 com frequency descent. 123 active label.
300 knots speed.
Calcinus LIFO. Virgin Australia. Baz. 203 com frequency is 4 mile. 5 transition altitude level. Lockheed Martin register free.
I don't know why,
No next. No previous.
It's not
window, window.
It's not
that, 9,500
feet altimeter.
Recognizing. Result document. Close window. Vectors. CRDLP
transfer. Metal 7
departure.
6 grand
under CD.
5 grand
under CD. 5 grand under CD. 5 grand under CD. 5 grand
under CD. 5 grand under CD. 274 knots. Autopilot SV.
Master Jake 0. K. I'm back. What's going on?
0.49. Autopilot 0.49.
I missed the,
0.50. Autopilot mat hold mat 0.50. 2,500 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold 2,500 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 34,000 feet.
Turn left, heading 290. Climb to flight level 190.
190, okay.
Left turn, heading 290. Climbing to
flight level 110.
Dive off duty, 61.3.
Echo, Eno 158.
List, bullet bullets in.
2,400 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold 2,400 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 34,000 feet.
Property page 200.
0.51. Autopilot map hold map 0.51. 291 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 291 degrees.
HDG.
2,300 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold 2,300 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock
34,000
feet.
Master Jake 0. So, I still can't seem to get radar contacts to work.
19,000 feet. Autopilot altitude lock 19,000 feet. Autopilot vertical hold 2,300 feet per minute.
There we go. There's that's better.
0.52. Autopilot mat hold mat 0.52.
Yeah, I don't know about radar, man. I registered it a while back, and
Master Jake 0, did you have to buy it?
I did buy it a while back, yeah. But
RWY 69, 2D greater 200, 265K, RWY 300, RWY 265KTS.
0.54, autopilot mat hold mat 0.54. Flight level 150.
Master Jake 0, did your key come with, like, dashes or spaces in it?
Can't remember. I mean, I think I got this one, I registered this 0.55. One with the key
autopilot
jet.
Autopilot mat hold mat 0.55.
Climbing to flight level 270, V-0-1-5-8.
27,000 feet, autopilot altitude lock, 27,000 feet, autopilot vertical hold 2,300 feet per minute. 0.57. Autopilot Mach hold Mach 0.57. Flight level 180. Autopilot Mach hold Mach 0.58. Autopilot Mach hold Mach 0.59.
Two hundred sixty-five kds.
Flight level 200. 291 degrees. Autopilot heading hold. 29.92 in HD. 1013.2 millibars. Colesman setting 29.92 in HD. 1013.2 millibars. 0.60. Autopilot Mach hold Mach 0.60. Flight level 210.
0.62, autopilot Mach hold Mach 0.61. End of work. Man just seems to crash in it. When I run the EXE again, it just brings up the same registration screen.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's, I don't know why it's crashing.
Degrees. Autopilot heading hold 292 degrees. 0.63. Autopilot Mach hold Mach 0.6. 400 knots airspeed. 0.64, autopilot Mach hold Mach 0. Flight level 240.
Maybe I might have to bring the vertical speed down a bit.
Master Jake Zero, at least radar ONTACT would be better than default ADC mode.
0.65, autopilot Mach hold Mach 0.65.
Three,
2,000 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold. 2,000 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock. 27,000 feet. Flight level 250. 34,000 feet. Autopilot altitude lock. 34,000 feet. Autopilot vertical hold. 2,000 feet per minute.
No, I'm just gonna let take.
0.66. Autopilot Mach hold Mach 0.66.
Heading to the red. Autopilot check. Off check. Flight level 1 check. Off check.
I'm gonna let Champ take control of the.
291 degrees. Autopilot heading hold. 291 degrees. 1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold. 1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock. 34,000 feet. Autopilot vertical hold. 1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock. 34,000 feet. 1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold. 1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock. 34,000 feet. 0.67. Autopilot Mach hold Mach 0.67. 1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold. 1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock. 34,000 feet.
0, you don't need to reset the plan. The only box you need unchecked and check again is the one corresponding to what you want tramped to auto control, in this case the altitude.
Oh, okay, alright, yeah.
Flight level 270.
0, I figured that out after spending time playing with it.
0.68, autopilot Mach hold Mach 0.68. 0.69. Autopilot map hold max 0.69.
Master Jake Zero, last night I did a flight to Miami and forgot to recheck the altitude box. I figured I'd tune back into ATC during my descent. Next thing I knew, the autopilot went off because I'd racked the airport at 33,000 feet.
Flight level 2.
Yeah, hate that. Hate that.
Autopilot map hold max 0.290 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 290 degrees.
Alright, almost at cruise speed.
Flight level 290. Flight plan section from JULI to VIOB.
Master Jake Zero. The second time I flew to Miami, I got a visual approach and tramp didn't go down fast enough. Autopilot went off at 2,500 feet and I am well. I landed at 7,000 FPM and was 10,000 feet off the runway.
Nav radio 1B has compass heading 280 degrees, 0.71. Autopilot map hold map 0.71. Autopilot heading hold 279 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 279 degrees. 278 degrees.
Yeah,
autopilot heading hold 278 degrees. 277 degrees.
Unfortunately, I think tramp is like with MSATC, you
Master
don't get
Jake
the
Zero.
Approach.
I decided not to add the flight to my ideal flight profile.
276 degrees.
The problem is with tramp, you don't get like
0.72.
I mean with default ATC. 275
degrees. Autopilot heading hold. Flight level 300.
You get the
450 knots airspeed.
Tramp, like, you know, it's you put in that approach like the as close as they give it to you, and you're kind of screwed, unfortunately.
I guess feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold 1,000 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 34,000 feet.
Best thing to do is to
0.73. Autopilot map hold map 0.73. 276 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 276 degrees.
Well, best thing to do is to get a better ATC, but the best thing to do from MSATC, I'd say, is, I guess, to judge the runway before you actually get it, and...
Flight level 310.
Like, I'll... I don't know what to tell you about radar.
277 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 277 degrees.
Master Jake Zero, I poot in the approach when they assign me a runway and usually it works well, except when I don't intercept the ISL correctly.
0.74, autopilot map hold map 0.74.
Master Jake Zero, ILS router.
278 degrees, autopilot heading hold 278 degrees.
Yeah, the best time to turn on approach, you know, because like M2, you put turn on M2 and that literally allows approach mode to go on. The best time to turn on approach, I guess, would be at least what I found is when Ideal Flight says that that Nav 1 has the localizer.
0.75. Autopilot map hold map 0. Flight level 320.
Well, we're almost up to cruise. 34,000. 32,000.
Autopilot map hold map 0.76.
Master Jake Zero, like flying into Birmingham, Alabama. I forgot to recheck the heading box after I was cleared for ILS. It would have accepted if I'd done that, but it didn't. And by the time I did, it was too late. It turned me around a bit, but I was a few hundred feet off.
Flight level 330.
Yeah.
1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold 1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 34,000 feet. 1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold 1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 34,000 feet 0.77. Autopilot map hold map 0.77. 1,300 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold 1,300 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 34,000 feet.
Why is Shadow doing that? Why does it keep it on 1,000? What the hell? More thunder, I guess.
Master Jake Zero, I don't use the ideal flight voice thing yet. It gives me too much information.
Yeah, apparently.
Autopilot speed hold 274 knots off. Autopilot map hold map 0.77 on.
In the latest, I got 0.79. I don't know why it's
1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold 1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 34,000 feet.
So yeah, no, nah, basically. He said that you can get the vertical speed
0 feet per minute. Level flight. Autopilot vertical hold 0. Autopilot altitude lock 34,000 feet.
You can get vertical speed information.
0.78.
Simple.
Autopilot map hold map 0.78.
We're still going.
Flight level 340.
You can get excuse me. You can get simple, detailed, or vertical speed off. So I think simple will be basically what we want. And good, we're at cruise now, so get it done.
Velocity 2158. Descent to flight level 230.
Alrighty.
Descent to flight level 230. Velocity 158.
23,000 feet. Autopilot altitude lock. 23,000 feet. Autopilot vertical hold minus 1,000 feet per minute.
Master Jake
Zero, that sum is harder, actually, because you need to manually type in the new frequency.
34,000 feet. Autopilot altitude lock. 0.78. Autopilot map hold map 0.78.
Alright, 23's a stupid tramp. Alright, I gotta give and we are now on the star. Alrighty. Actually, well, with the new version of vPilot for accessibility, you actually know you don't have to type in the new frequency not necessarily, especially with a contact.
Feet. Autopilot altitude lock. 23,000 feet. Autopilot vertical hold minus 1,000 feet per minute. Minus 1,800 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold minus 1,800 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock. 23,000 feet. 0.77. Autopilot map hold map 0.77. Autopilot map hold map 0.77 off.
There we go, Mach.
Master Jake Zero. Wow, that's really nice.
0.76. Autopilot map hold map 0.76. 279 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 279 degrees.
Actually, well, if I had MCE, I
Master
could just
Jake
say.
Zero. It's awesome that Batson's on the accessibility bandwagon.
Well, it's awesome that the vPilot dev is on the accessibility bandwagon.
Autopilot map hold map 0.75. 0.74. Autopilot map hold map 0.74. Flight level 320.
Yeah, see, I know now, like, that my speed is definitely, you know, with the Mach, that it's definitely decreasing. Wow, this is a
Master Jake Zero, how the hell do you change your max bank?
My max bank, in the aircraft,
penalties.
In the aircraft CFG file, yeah, I changed that, because, yeah, that guy, that was so annoying. Oh, I forgot to change my dang gauge sound. I still have the stupid Airbus callouts. I meant to change that earlier.
0.70. Autopilot Mach hold Mach 0.70. Master Jake 0. Bank angle. Bank angle. Bank angle. Bank angle.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah. Ugh. Hated that.
Flight level 290. Autopilot Mach hold Mach 0.69. Flight level 280. 0.68. Autopilot Mach hold Mach 0.68.
Master Jake 0, I need to change the sounds for my brakes. It's god awful right now. The new sound pack I got didn't seem to change that.
Yeah, you need to get AccuFuel. Which I can send to you. I can drop over. I can put it somewhere.
Autopilot Mach hold Mach 0.67.
Velocity,
Master Jake 0, I have it.
Flight level 270.
Oh, okay.
Send to flight level 160, VLZ 158.
16,000 feet, autopilot altitude lock. 16,000 feet, autopilot vertical hold minus 1800 feet per minute. 280 degrees, autopilot heading hold 200. Flight plan section from GLMT to VNOA. Nav radio 1 OBS compass heading 0 degrees. Nav radio 1 OBS compass heading 280 degrees, 0.66. Autopilot Mach hold Mach 0.66. 400 knots airspeed. 281 degrees, autopilot heading hold 281 degrees. 283 degrees, autopilot heading hold 2. Nav radio 1 OBS compass heading 279, flight level 260.
FRSR double 1 half exit, 34.0 NM 004.
0.65, autopilot Mach hold Mach 0.65.
FRSR double one half exit, 32.3 NM 0441 HLOG, 147 points.
Flight level 250. 0.64, autopilot Mach hold Mach 0.64. Autopilot Mach hold Mach 0.6, flight level 240. 240.
Master Jake 0, but this aircraft doesn't seem to use AccuFuel brake sounds. It just has this low quality noise. It almost sounds like, have you ever heard wet brakes on a car? Like if it's raining and you get into a car and the brakes sound awful the first time they're used. Turn it up to 1000 and that's the noise my brakes make. All the time.
Wow.
0.62, autopilot Mach hold Mach 0.62.
Weird, man. I don't. You need to get.
Flight level 230.
Well, I don't know.
Zero point six one. Autopilot Mach hold 0.61. Flight level 220. 0.60. Autopilot Mach hold Mach 0.60.
Closest city, Somali Beach, Resmus, Ankara, 46.0 miles, bearing 7, current
flight level 210.
Indian Ocean, eh?
Alright. 0.59. Autopilot map hold map 0.59. Flight level 200. Simulation paused.
Okay, that, well, that's 0.58. Smartcast thinks that's time of descent, but alrighty, that's totally wrong.
FRSR WS, 1 half exit, 10.2 NM0, 135 HW, 125.5.
Flight level 190. 0.57. Autopilot map hold map 0.57. 350 knots airspeed. Flight level 180 HG, 1009.0 millibars. Holdsman setting 29.80 HG, 1009.0 millibars.
I just hit B to reset that.
Flight level 170. 0.55. Autopilot map hold map 0.55. Autopilot heading hold 277 degrees. Nav radio 1OBS compass heading 276 degrees.
KPDATL. Top, it will not be a top.
Flight level 160. 0.54. Autopilot map hold map 0.54.
276 degrees.
Autopilot heading hold 276 degrees.
Alright,
still in that star.
Star is descended 8,000 FTM directed Tigers. 1 half Tigers, 71. Star is descended 8,000 FTM directed 1 half Tigers, 71.
Flight level 150, 0.53. Autopilot map hold map 0.53.
Velocity 2158. Descent of 7,000. QNH 1009er.
Descent of 7,000. QNH 1009er. VLZ 158.
7,000 feet. Autopilot altitude lock. 7,000 feet. Autopilot vertical hold minus 1,800 feet per minute.
FRSRW 1 half Tigers. 68.1 NM0 11 bit.
Oh, we're gonna be well down there in time.
Flight level 140, 0.52, autopilot map hold map 0.52. Flight level 130. 0.51. Autopilot map hold map 0.51. Flight level 120.
Velocity 2158.
descent of 7,000.
0.50. Autopilot map hold map 0.50. 0.46. Autopilot map hold map 274 knots. Autopilot airspeed 0.50. Autopilot map hold map 0.50. Com radio transmitting 1 active 119.700 MHz. Com radio transmitting 1 standby 120.700 MHz.
Zulu 2158. Expect
278 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 278 degrees.
Transition Bravo Echo November Oscar Alpha.
There we go, I got it in there. Nice.
Transition Bravo Echo November.
Flight level 110. Zero point 41. Autopilot map hold map 0.274 knots. Autopilot test 0.49. Autopilot map hold map 0.49.
Spoilers
on 0.44. Autopilot map hold map 0.44. Flight level 100. 300 knots airspeed. 29.18 HG, 1009.0 millibars. Goldsman setting 29.18 HG, 1009.0 millibars.
Master Jake Zero, that's way better than expect vectors that will screw over your autopilot plan.
Yeah. Oh man, I hated expect vectors. I think I fixed that so that it.
Audible in the early retest. -1,700 X2D50. Audible in the 260 KTS. Audible 260 K.
Well, not at 260. 250 though.
9,000 feet altimeter.
Gabbit double in the 30 for 255 KTS.
We're there.
0.43. Autopilot map hold map 0.43.
Victor Oscar Zulu 2158. Descent 3,600.
Descent to 3,600. We hold
3,158. 3,600 feet. Autopilot altitude lock. 3,600 feet. Autopilot vertical hold minus 1,800 feet per minute. 8,000 feet altimeter.
Gabbit double in the X2D57.
Master Jake Zero, I really just want to get RC working. It'll still give me vectors, but at least it won't tell me to turn left and then right way off course like MSATC wants to do.
Yeah.
7,500 feet altimeter. 0.42, autopilot map hold map 0.42.
Star is descended. 1 half Pikus, 45.6 nm0, micro lost.
I wonder if I should have put in a star, because I think it just wanted me to follow the approach. We'll see.
R is descended, 1 half Pikus, 43.2 nm0, micro lost.
0.41, autopilot map hold map 0.41. 6,000 feet altimeter.
Master Jake Zero, does Pro ATCX handle some traffic as well?
It does. I think Ideal Flight may have cut out the, I need to put the airline traffic to 100%, I don't know. But,
Master Jake Zero, if you put it to 100%, your sim will be more or less unusable. I set all my traffic to about 25 and there's plenty of other planes in the sky.
Yeah, but Pro ATCX, like I know, I need to figure out how to get Ideal Flight to like, I know it
spoilers off.
Decreases performance by, you know, like it increases performance by like crawling a lot of traffic,
closest city, Rani West, Musa-Nakara, 23.8 miles, bearing,
0 feet per minute, level flight, autopilot vertical hold 0, autopilot altitude lock, 3,600 feet.
Star has descended 8,000 FT, 1 half Pikus, 35.2 nm0,
250 knots airspeed.
Yeah, we still have like 38 miles to go. I don't...
Master Jake Zero, there needs to be a way to make it not do that.
Yeah, I'm gonna see if... I'm gonna ask if there's a way to make it so that it doesn't quell as much.
Degrees. Autopilot heading hold 277 degrees.
Star is descending 8,000 FTM direct to Titus. 1 at Titus, 30.0 NM 0064.
Oh, I'm gonna be so pissed if this star, it makes me run out of fuel. I think I'm gonna check the ideal
flight fuel. Okay, but hold was O. Lucky Mark.
Fuel consumption, 1,173.16 cal forward slash H. Maximum range, 1,564.83 nm, 5H54 m. Fuel remaining, 1,722.04 cal, 24.83%, 7 pound, 3 kilograms. Fuel range, 388.57 nm, 1H28 m. Gross weight, 130,305 pound, 59,106 kilograms.
Left 1 hour and...
Lucky Mark register 3, RVD register 4. It will not be a LNFS man. Dialogue Titus, 25.3 NM 0544 H watt, 66.0 NM 0457 H.
Alright, 14 minutes, oh, I got enough.
Autopilot heading hold 278 degrees.
Master Jake Zero, I need to figure out where to disable light failures, because I keep hearing over ATC all these planes that end up 20,000 below their assigned altitude and don't respond because they crashed.
Oh god. Yeah, that's, amusing. I think ideal flight failures are disabled,
RS descending 1 half Titus, 16.4 NM.
I think after this Titus waypoint, I'm gonna head to the approach.
Master Jake Zero, it's amusing, yes, but it seems to happen like 10 or 15 times every flight. World Travel 3, you are 20,000 below your assigned altitude. Turn left heading 135, climb and maintain flight level 340.
Yeah, I've, I've seen Pro ADCX with traffic say, you know, let's keep your assigned altitude.
Master J0, altimeter is 3012.
Yeah.
29.18 NHG, 1009.0 mV.
Goldsman setting 29.18 NHG, 1009.0 mV.
We're totally disobeying the star restriction because we're not at 8,000. We're at 3,300. 3,600.
Master J0, did you add in flaps? That'll help too.
277 degrees. FRS double AC6 with NR double for 3,006% to 3,000 FT or above 3,600
VX2D. Now we're following the, well, I guess I shouldn't have, like, Pro ADC didn't tell me, like, specifically out of star. I think I, this is the star that Simbrief gave, so I added it, but, it's just expecting me to fly the approach. Otherwise, it would have said, descend to 8,000, but. So I'm pretty much, I guess I'm just kind of wasting fuel, but I just like, I don't want to go and like, remove it, and then waste even more fuel, and I only got an hour left.
278 degrees.
I mean, like, we're going to be arrived there in like 34 seconds, so. Okay, 42 miles, so we should be heading over to approach finally. In like 30 seconds.
Autopilot heading hold. Master J0, this is what extra fuel is for. 294 degrees. Autopilot heading hold. 295 degrees. Autopilot heading hold. 295 degrees.
Yep, there it is. There's approach. There's the approach transition.
296 degrees. Autopilot heading hold. 296 degrees.
1.5 minute, 27.0 mV, 0607.
Master J0, I should change my reserve to 45 minutes and add 30 minutes of holding. 297 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 297 degrees.
Autopilot heading hold, 296 degrees.
4 minutes until. Transition, get to the transition waypoint to go to the approach. Alright, yeah.
Closest city, number is Nusa Tenggara, 28.0 miles, bearing 68, currently over Indian Ocean, Indonesia, Jakarta, time.
295 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 295 degrees.
Star 1 half minute, 16.2 m 03.
244 knots. Autopilot airspeed hold 0.39. Autopilot mat hold mat 0.39.
I'm gonna make sure that,
Redo, X2D 571.
When I have to go to
239 knots, autopilot airspeed hold 0.38, autopilot mat hold mat 0.38.
Property page 200. Mat. ADL 3. Flight plan M1 check. M button. Autopilot check on. M button. Flight plan M1.
Huh, waiting here, 2A.
Mat 1. NRW 33200 clock.
0.37.
That's a random weird section of rain.
Master Jake Zero, oh, is it raining in the sun?
Yeah, that was like a weird section of rain that.
Star is descended 8.2 stars descended 3000 feet.
224 knots. Autopilot airspeed hold 0.36. Autopilot mat hold mat 0.36.
1 half minute. 7.4 m 01.
My apology should tell me to set descend to 3,000. Now we're at 3,600, but not 3,000.
Vega, VLZ 158.
Victor Oscar Zulu 2158. Descend and maintain 3,600.
Yeah. 0.35. Autopilot
map hold map 0.35. FRSRW 1 half minute. 5.7 m 01. 25 h 18.7 m 0.
I better be hearing nav 1. Nav 1 has the glide slope in a minute.
Autopilot mat hold mat
0.34.
Autopilot heading hold 296 degrees. 225 knots airspeed.
Victor Oscar Zulu
2 1.
360 degrees.
Autopilot
heading hold.
Not
radio. One of
these compass
heading 0 degrees.
There goes.
3,000 feet, autopilot altitude lock. 3,000 feet, autopilot vertical hold minus 600 feet per minute. 209 knots, autopilot airspeed hold 2, nav radio 1 OBS compass heading 270 degrees, 0.33, autopilot mat hold mat 0.33.
Victor Oscar Zulu.
Flight plan section from BNA to WADD, nav radio 1 OBS compass heading 267 degrees.
Final approach, contact tower at the marker frequency is
3,500 feet
altimeter.
273 degrees, autopilot heading hold, nav radio 1 active 110.300 MHz, nav radio 1 has large slope localizer distance measuring equipment and backhauls, right 30% CDI, below 90% GSI. 270 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 267 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 269 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 269 degrees, 204 knots, autopilot airspeed hold, 204 knots. Autopilot approach with glide slope hold, on, autopilot heading hold, 268 degrees, off. Com radio transmitting one standby 118.100 MHz, left 20% CDI, below 80% GSI, 2,000 feet, autopilot altitude lock, 2,000 feet, autopilot, 266 degrees,
oh,
autopilot heading hold, 266 degrees,
time.
Below 70% GSI. 267 degrees, autopilot heading hold 267 degrees, left 10% CDI, 3,000 feet altimeter, 268 degrees, autopilot heading hold 268 degrees, 199 knots, autopilot airspeed hold 199 knots.
Master Jake Zero, have you switched to M2?
I did, yeah.
CDI, below 60% GSI, 272 degrees, autopilot, right 5% CDI. 275 degrees, autopilot heading hold, below 50% GSI. 280 degrees, autopilot heading hold, right 10% CDI. 270 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 270 degrees. Right 20% CDI, below 40% GSI. Com radio transmitting 1 active 118.100 MHz. Com radio transmitting 1 standby 119.700 MHz. Aircraft lighting, lamps on, landing, taxi, stroke, beacon, wing, leather, panel, cabin, 271 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 271 degrees, 189 knots, autopilot airspeed hold, below 30% GSI, 0.30, autopilot map hold map 0.30, below 20% GSI, 200 knots airspeed, 184 knots, autopilot airspeed hold, 0.29, autopilot map hold map 0.29, below 10% GSI, 2,500 feet altimeter, autopilot altitude lock, 2,000 feet off, autopilot vert landing gear down. 179 knots, autopilot airspeed hold, right 10% CDI, above 5% GSI, 1900 feet, autopilot altitude lock, 1900 feet, autopilot vertical hold, minus 1000 feet per minute, 0.28, autopilot map hold, above 30% GSI, minus 1700 feet per minute, autopilot vertical hold, minus 1700 feet per minute, autopilot altitude lock, 1900 feet. 174 knots, autopilot airspeed hold, right 5% CDI, above 60% GSI, 0% CDI, 2000 feet, autopilot altitude lock, 2000 feet, autopilot vertical hold, minus 1700 feet per minute. Above 70% GSI, 0.27,
Master Jake Zero, it's correcting.
268 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 268 degrees, 169 knots, autopilot airspeed hold, 169 knots. 175 knots airspeed, left 5% CDI, above 90% GSI, minus 1000 feet per minute, autopilot vertical hold, minus 1000 feet per minute, autopilot altitude lock, 2000 feet. 164 knots, autopilot airspeed hold, 0 feet, autopilot altitude lock, 0 feet, autopilot vertical hold, minus 1700 feet per minute, 0.26, autopilot map hold, map 0.26.
I didn't have flaps fully configured.
0.25, autopilot map hold, map 0.25. 2,000 feet altimeter. Knots, autopilot airspeed hold, 0% CDI, above 90% GSI, minus 1,600 feet per minute, autopilot vertical hold, minus 1,600 feet per minute, autopilot altitude lock, 0 feet, 0.2, above 70% GSI, minus 1,000 feet per minute, autopilot vertical hold, minus 1,000 feet per minute, autopilot altitude lock, 0 feet.
Master Jake Zero, you have to land with flaps full.
1,500 feet altimeter, above 30% GSI, minus 500 feet per minute, autopilot vertical hold, minus 500 feet per minute, autopilot altitude lock,
267
degrees,
I guess,
autopilot
heading
level flight, autopilot vertical hold, 0, autopilot altitude lock, 0 feet.
Alright, 144
knots, autopilot airspeed hold, 900 feet, below 40% GSI, 0, 266 degrees, autopilot heading hold, left 5% CDI, 800 feet, below 30% GSI, 0.21, autopilot map hold map 0.150 knots airspeed, below 20% GSI, minus 100 feet per minute, autopilot vertical hold, minus 100 feet per minute, autopilot altitude lock, 0 feet. Below 10% GSI, minus 300 feet per minute, autopilot vertical hold, minus 300 feet per minute, autopilot altitude lock, 0 feet. 600 feet, minus 500 feet per minute, autopilot vertical hold, minus 500 feet per minute, autopilot altitude lock, 0 feet. 500 feet, minus 600 feet per minute, autopilot vertical hold, minus 600 feet per minute, autopilot altitude lock, 0 feet.
Please turn off 0%
CDI, minus 700 feet per minute, autopilot vertical hold, minus 700 feet per minute, autopilot altitude lock, 0 feet. 267 degrees, 350 feet, below 5% GSI, minus 800 feet per minute, autopilot vertical hold, minus 800 feet per minute, autopilot altitude lock, 0 feet. 268 degrees, 250 feet, 0% GSI, minus 1000 feet per minute, autopilot vertical hold, minus 1000 feet per minute, autopilot altitude lock, 0 feet.
Thank you.
Autopilot approach with glide slope hold, off, 266 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 266 degrees, autopilot airspeed hold, 0 knots, off. 90 feet, right 5% CDI, above 10% GSI, autopilot master switch, off, 0 feet per minute, level flight, autopilot vertical hold, 0, autopilot altitude lock, 0 feet, 0.0, 20 feet, above 40% GSI, 25 feet, 30 feet. 35 feet, 0% CDI. 50 feet, 60 feet.
Damn it.
120 feet. 140
Fuck.
Feet. 160 feet, 100 knots airspeed. 180 feet.
Don't sink.
170 feet. 150 feet. 130 feet.
Sink.
90 feet. 60 feet. On ground.
That pisses me off.
90 knots ground speed. Swingers on.
80
knots ground speed.
Gate is high. Contact
70 knots ground speed.
On 118.8.
60 knots ground speed. Brakes on.
Master Jake Zero. Reactor.
40 knots ground speed.
Com 100.
30 knots ground speed. Com radio transmitting 1 active 118.800 MHz. Com radio transmitting 1 standby 118.100 MHz. Aircraft stopped.
Manual brake.
Brakes off.
The,
Flight completed. Touchdown local time 12 o'clock and 9 seconds AM. Post prepared or exit flight from the ideal flight main menu.
Damn it, I almost heard it too.
Closest city, Kuna Bali, 1.8 miles, bearing 20, Indonesia, Makassar, time.
Maybe I, maybe
Master
I just...
Master Jake Zero, I'd like to give you a round of applause.
Let's,
Ideal flight professional, 01, column 2. Ideal flight, professional, header, flight completed, touchdown low.
Well...
Context menu, exit flight, exit park only ride, exit flight.
Shut off engines.
Lockheed Martin, register, pre-park, Lockheed Martin.
Hey, maybe I might try with the dang keyboard next time, see if I, you know, see what, like, down arrow gives me with freaking flare. I did it earlier in practice.
Parking recon.
Flight completed. Touchdown local time 12 o'clock and 9 seconds a.m. Post pre-handle exit flight from the ideal flight main menu.
Ideal flight professional 01 column 2. Flight. Ideal flight professional. Header. Context exit flight. Exit part full briefing. New profile. Voice settings of new profile. Brief exit part. Exit flight. Ideal flight. Exit. Cancel okay button. Hold press.
Simulation detached. Flight ended.
Ideal flight professional. Unknown.
Let's see if at least if I got a dead center on the thing, on the runway.
Header. Flight assessment. Flight plan. Armament of the Valiant. YP. Context menu. Homepage. Record flight. Full briefing. Record flight. Full briefing. New profile. Data service. Swap save. Show CP. Show CPU. Explorer mode. Internet location. New assessment guide. Ideal flight, new assessment, unlock notepad, flight assess, land, pilot, Josh F. Land, flight plan, armament, distance, 959 airplane, TDS aircraft identifier, flight airline, Alaska land, flight time, 2 hours, landed airport, WAD, Bali landed, runway 27, left of center 55.
55 feet, that's because of the pulling back too much, and that's what that was.
Landed, runway 27, runway 27 left of center 55 FT, touchdown, landed, runway 27, left of center 55 FT, aircraft situation, private parking, parking, land, parking surface, asphalt, land, acceptable flight, we're landing.
Well, at least Ideal Flight knows what a poor landing is.
Land part times, flight land, pushback time, 10 takeoff time, 10 takeoff, takeoff distance, for takeoff, 0 takeoff land, takeoff bounces, 1 penalty, minor.
I had a takeoff bounce? Huh.
Takeoff, 0 takeoff land, 0 land, maximum flight G-force, Z maximum pitch angle, maximum bang angle, 20 maximum yaw angle, 2.42 maximum bang rate, 3.09 maximum altitude reached, 30 maximum airspeed recorded, 468.08 kta, airspeed recorded, 468.08, operation error, danger, gear overspeed detected.
Gear overspeed, yeah, that must have been the landing.
Land. Final slope deviation, 38% final landing deviation, 0% land, touchdown time, 12 o'clock, 0 minus touchdown vertical speed, minus 2,590.
Okay, negative 25. People are, they're just going to have to get used to the, you know, me trying to...
Touchdown maximum G-force, 0 touchdown speed, touchdown weight, touchdown speed, 100.36 knots.
100, well, yeah, 100, yeah, that's freaking speed, 100 knots.
Touchdown weight, 100 touchdown pitch down, 0 touchdown yaw left, touchdown bounce, touchdown land, touchdown bounces, 0.
Touchdown bounces, I mean zero, because, you know, I bounced down so
Master Jake Zero.
So
hey, I had a shitty landing, but Ideal Flight said was excellent.
Operation error, danger, gear exceed impact limit, land, surfaces encountered, asphalt, land, error messages, gear overspeed detected, 206.57 kias, local time 10:39:19 p.m. Gear exceed impact limit, minus 2,592.19.
Well, yeah, okay, that landing,
land,
okay.
Flight time, 2 hours, expected flight time, 2 hours, 18 minutes, flight time, 2 hours, 21 minutes, 7 expected flight time, 2 hours, 18 minutes.
Hey, I'm only like, 3 minutes off from Ideal Flight's expected time.
Normal simulation. 2 hours. Land. Takeoff weight. 100 landing weight. 127,000 takeoff weight. Landing. Land. Fuel capacity. 6,900 initial fuel level. 50.04% fuel used. 30.32% fuel remaining. 19.72%.
Yeah,
Master Jake Zero. It was like 1,500 FPM, and it said excellent landing.
Oh wow. Yeah, the negative 2,000 is.
Average fuel consumption per hour. 12.89%. Fake range. Land. Range. 35.69 m. 7 hours 45. Land. Land. Scenario load time equals 7.7. Land. Land.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well. I know they're gonna, as long as they, you know, I'm like, hey, I'm still trying to perfect the whole stick thing, they will totally get this.
Lockheed Martin registered, CCTS, Google Chrome, row 1, smart car, row 1, column 4, smart car, cause at top of, event description list, 103:35 a.m., event, engine 2 is off 6, 103:35, 12:58:50 a.m., event, final approach, 12:53:41 a.m., event, approaching 49:061, 12:42:34 a.m., event, speed corrected at 42, 12:42:15 a.m., event, exceeded 250,
oh, it's still,
12:41:59 a.m., event, exceeded 12:41:32 a.m., event, exceeded 12:39:20 a.m., event, exceeded 12:39:60, 10:40:49 p.m., event, taken off 18:61, 10:41:39 p.m., event, flaps set to position 0:11:52, FT at 12:33:48 a.m., 12:10:59:20 p.m. Event, cruising at 34,000 feet, 12:28:15 a.m. Event, descending 23:61, 12:28:15 a.m. Event, sim pause 24:06, 12:33:55 a.m. Event, sim on pause 12:39:16 a.m. Event, flaps set to position 110,061 FT 279 KTS 26:61, 12:39:20 a.m. Event, exceeded 250 KTS 12:39:56 a.m. Event, 12:41:31 a.m. Event, exceeded 12:41:32 a.m. Event, speed corrected at 60:57 FT 12:41:35 a.m. Event, exceeded 12:42:00 a.m. Event, speed corrected at 52 12:42:16 a.m. Event, speed corrected at 12:42:34 a.m. Event, exceeded 250.
I'm so glad that most of these airlines don't
event, flaps set to position 3:36, 12:53:41 a.m. event, approaching 49:61, 12:58:30 a.m. event, flaps set to position 4:29, 12:53:41 a.m. 12:58:50 a.m. event, final approach, 211 KTS 51:61, 12:59:14 a.m. event, gear level lowered at 24.83 FT 198 KTS 52:06, 12:59:20 a.m. event, flaps set to position 8:25:02 FT 191 K 102:22 a.m. event, touchdown at -27:48 PM, gear level, down, pitch, -1, roll, level, 97 KTS 51:02:38 a.m. event, landed at 2000 FT, fuel, 91.28 LP, weight, 127,102:38 a.m. event, taxi into gate 56:61, 102:43 a.m. event, taxi time was less than 102:43 a.m. event, the flight may now be ended at 103:35 a.m. event, engine 1 is off 60 of 10. Pause at top of descent check, cancel button. Copy log button, cancel, pause at top of descent check, box check. Not check, cancel, copy log button, finish button. Press, file 0. Copy, cancel, pause it, event script, edit multi-line, length. Equals W, T, T, E, T. Okay. Space S, I, H, T. E, H, T. Event description list. 103, pause, top of the send, checkbox, not checked. Cancel button, copy log button, file clear button. Press unavailable. Pilot center button. Notification notification.
I don't really like submitting these, press, but you know, I want to actually complete the tour.
Map button. Pilot center button.
So I mean, I'll take these ridiculous landing weights for that. I mean, what is the next one?
Map button. Chat button. Premium button. Chat button. Map. Pilot center. New button. Create button. New button. Pilot. Map. Chat. Premium. Settings button. Departure. Refresh. Create button. Refresh. Departure. Airport list. GS700.
Master J0. So where's the bank angle setting at?
It's the bank angle setting is in the aircraft.cfg file.
Aircraft.cfg. Where's that?
It's in your aircraft folder. The easy way to get to it is go to your aircraft selection thing and go and tab to it says explore aircraft folder and you click it and it goes right there and you got your aircraft CFG file. And you can adjust the bank angle.
SLK 7, GS737ATW8, departure airport, Watson Pacer International Airport, arrival airport, WSS Singapore, Changi Airport 1013.
Oh, we gotta go to Singapore next, okay.
SLK 737ATW9, departure airport, WSS Singapore, Changi Airport, arrival airport, Fuzhi Kachin International Airport 2013,
Alright, so that's flight 7 of the 737 around the world tour. We are starting in Canada, we are a long way from Canada, so
Master J0, in ideal flight?
Yeah, go to the ideal flight aircraft selection. Make sure that the aircraft that you want
Master
actually...
Master J0, or in tramp?
No. Go to the... tramp is using just what the aircraft CFG file says, as its default bank angle. So it's just easier to just change, because like... You're going to have to keep changing the bank angle each and every time you turn on your flight plan thing. So just go and go to the
111 AM.
Go to the aircraft selection, go to explore folder, like make sure that your the aircraft you're currently using is the one you want to explore. Go to aircraft CFG and change the bank rate or, you know, it's something to do with bank there. You can change it and Tramp will then use it. But thankfully, this particular 737
Master Jake Zero
was only 725. So, alright, guys, that was this stream. I'm going to go ahead and make some highlights and upload this thing to YouTube. And, yeah, I tried that whole, power down at 20, so we'll, you know, they'll accept it. Just as long as I say, hey, you know, I'm still practicing, they'll accept it. That was that flight, everybody. Hope everybody enjoyed, really enjoying this tour. And, I'll see you guys.
Ideal flight professional.